Congratulations on finishing your course. That was some hard work. Now what do I do with it? Is there anyone that will house my course and help me sell it? What if I can get an entire team to help me sell my course that I worked so hard on? Have I got a discovery for you? The Great Discovery not only has a place for your course, but a network of affiliates that are eager to sell your hard-earned course creation. Want to make a little more money so you can build your course or invest in yourself? Opportunities for all this and more await you at The Great Discovery, or go to tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information. Once again, that's tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information about how to join The Great Discovery now.
This is an Undiscovered Legacy production.
Just keep going, keep pushing through.
Know your target market and the people you want to serve.
Just keep going.
You have to schedule it.
Focus on what you're doing.
Always respond to criticism with professionalism.
Focus more on building yourself.
Don't ever give up.
Finish it yourself.
Welcome, school believers and new entrepreneurs, to Undiscovered Advice. We will be listening to five entrepreneurs with amazing advice just for you. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Godey, the president and founder of Ratliff Consulting. And at Ratliff Consulting, we actually help make money-making brands that ensure that you stand out from your competitors, that you have an optimized brand for ensuring you have great growth, you attract and retain your ideal customers, and you turn your staff and your customers into your ambassadors for you. And I have been a serial entrepreneur most of my career. In fact, I even was in artificial intelligence on the tech side of things, gosh, more than 13 years ago, where we created a way to match chemical components of wine to your flavor profile. So entrepreneurism is very, very near and dear to my heart. And our clients are mainly entrepreneurs. They are people in the startup space that are looking to go from their Series A to their Series B funding, and also for, you know, solopreneurs that are looking to perhaps sell their business. And one of the biggest bits of advice that I would give to you as a new entrepreneur is to really look at what your audience wants. And what I mean by that is we oftentimes create and try to solve a problem for ourselves or a problem that we see in the marketplace. But what happens is because we think we're solving it the way that we would want it solved, it isn't necessarily the way that our audience wants it to be solved. And so what can be very difficult for us, but is very important to pay attention to, is to really look at what it is that your audience wants, and don't be afraid to pivot. And I know that that can be a little bit of a term that people are looking to abolish, but it's really the best way to explain the fact that you need to be doing analysis, need to be doing research, need to be actually looking at what your customer is doing with the information that you're giving to them, whether it's a physical product, it is a technology of some kind, etc. You need to make sure that you are setting up focus groups, that you are actually getting out there and talking and getting feedback from your ideal customer, and ensuring the fact that it works the way that you think that it's going to, and they're resonating with it the way that you would anticipate. Because the worst thing is to create something that nobody wants. And there are times when you set out to solve a problem, and what you discover is as you iterate and pivot and continue to move around, you end up creating a very, very different product, service, or solution that you didn't even know was there set out for you to solve until you actually get out there and listen to the people that are using it. And so that's really my biggest bit of advice, is make sure that you don't just sit behind your desk, sit behind your computer, and create things that You don't know if your audience wants or not. And make sure that you have a really, really good way to collect that feedback so that you can do analysis on it and use that information to create the best product, service, and ultimately your company, because that's really going to make you the most money when you decide to exit. And I would say, as my final parting thought, is you should really give some thought to what you want your exit plan to be. Most entrepreneurs have an idea that they are visionaries and they will spend, 3 to 5 years doing the company, but then they want to get out. And if that's your plan, you should have a really specific goal in mind of what things need to look like in 3 to 5 years for you to exit. So I hope that that information has been very helpful to you, and I'm very excited for you as you go on your path to becoming an entrepreneur. I could not think of doing anything else in my life and in my career, and supporting all of you entrepreneurs out there also brings me great joy. So good luck on your future endeavors, and I can't wait to see what you create out there. And if you need any help, feel free to reach out.
Hi, I'm Veronica Ramirez, and I'm an indie author who has self-published 2 books, Play the Game in 2018 and Finding His Path this past January. The best advice I can give to anyone starting anything is to not let fear get in your way. My biggest struggle when I first started out was fear. Fearing that I wasn't a good enough writer to let people see my work, fear that some people weren't going to like the stories that I had created, and fear that I wouldn't be able to be an author. Getting over that fear has led to so many opportunities opening up for me, like being a part of this podcast. You have to trust in yourself and believe that you are going to make it and that you are good enough, no matter what other people will say or do. Let go of the fears that you have about doing what you want to do and go after it. One other piece of advice I can give you is to take a break when you need it. Taking care of yourself and your mind is very important and lets you be present when you need to. It also helps you not overwhelm yourself to the point of getting burnout and not being able to work. If you let go of your fears and make sure that you are taking care of yourself, you'll see many opportunities open up.
My name is Tamara Patrick, and I'm the founder of Just For You Life Brigade, life coaching for restarting you. My advice to new entrepreneurs is to not let people talk you out of doing what you feel you want to do. If you're passionate about it, do it. Don't let them tell you, no, that's a stupid idea. Just do it.
Hi, my name is Don Gleason. I'm the president of Achieve New Heights, and I run a executive leadership training and coaching company, helping people get where they want to be. My advice for entrepreneurs is the book E-Myth Revisited. It says why most small businesses don't work and what to do about it. He's come up with a perspective of over 20 years of experience in the business, where 96% of small businesses fail in the first 10 years. You've heard it before, 80% in 5 years, the next 80% in the next 5 years. So he looked at it and said, why? And I love the piece in the beginning where he's talking about the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. We all start a business because we want to be that technician, but we need the manager to be able to manage the business and the entrepreneur to be able to find new business. It's not good enough just to be the technician. And my coach with the John Maxwell team always says that, right? I'm not a speaker, trainer, coach. I'm a business owner who speaks, trains, and coaches. Small difference in words, big difference in meaning. But what I really love about this book is in the back. And he goes through kind of a menu or a little bit of a recipe on how to build a business. And the first one he talks about is, what is your primary aim? And he's not talking about what's the primary aim of the business, what's the primary aim of your life, right? Because too often we try to take our business and we shoehorn it into our life. and it doesn't always fit. Right? If you want to be that guy who's available at nights for your kids or on weekends to go camping, but you pick a business where you have to work nights and weekends, it's going to create the stress that you don't want, and you'll end up quitting. Very important that we look at it from the right perspective. So primary aim of your life. And then you think about how the life fits into the business. Your strategic objective for the business. You know, are you looking to make $1 million a year? $10 million a year? Or maybe just $100,000? You know, none of those are the wrong answer. It depends what you want in your life and what you need to be able to live the way you want to live. And then he starts walking through the business setup, looking at the structure. What offices do you need as you grow? You know, you're going to need human resources for hiring. You're going to need human resources for managing the people, potentially a recruiter. You're going to need operations folks, depending on the type of business. You're going to need marketing. You'll need a finance officer. You'll need all those different positions. But now, in the beginning, we say, well, why do I need to do that? I'm going to be doing all of those. But if you think about it and you put the roles down, at some point, and you probably should figure this out, at some point, you're going to need to hire people into those positions. Probably one of the first ones is a virtual assistant, somebody to take on some of the tasks, so it frees you up to do what you really need to do and love to do. And that's a great position to be at. So knowing who you need to hire and when, and then documenting your processes. You know, this is how we're going to do the business. And the more you can set up processes so you do it the same every time, then you will save time again. You know, I'd like to invest in stocks, and they always talk about you got to have rules. This is when I buy. These are the things I need to see. This is how I'm going to sell. And one of the mentors that I use says 5%. If it goes down 5% in the first couple weeks after you buy it, you just sell it because it's not working. And that's a tough one, but once you get in the habit, it saves you a lot of money. And that's the same thing with processes. If you're going to set those processes up, then you operate with them the same every time. And everybody's got to agree to it. And you've got to hold to that standard. If you start deviating from it, then there's really no reason to have a process. So you got to pick the right thing. You know, you can adjust it over time because it's the best way to go. You learn as you grow. So it doesn't have to be perfect the first time. But you got to have them. And then there's the people strategy, the management strategy, the marketing strategy, the system strategy. So all of those things are in there, and he talks about them. And you want to set those things up in the beginning to make sure you're moving in the right direction. So this is Don Gleason again with Achieve New Heights. And I just wanted to share the book that really meant a lot to me, The E-Myth Revisited, blue cover. And I think how that can help you as an entrepreneur start and grow your business. Thank you.
Imagine what your life would be like with your new business in 5 years. Be super detailed in your description. What desk does it look that are you sitting at? Where are you working? Who's working with you? Who is your ideal client? Pictures, sounds, and feelings. You want to create this image, and you want to imagine what it sounds like when you're working in this office or this business environment, whether it be at the beach, it could be at a desk, but what do you hear? What do you feel? What do you see? And then when you verbalize it to me, I want you to tell me as though it had already happened. So when you're writing this or when you're speaking this, I want you to say it as though it's already happened. I find many entrepreneurs, self-included at times, get stuck in the weeds and lose their creative dreamer abilities. If you can imagine it, then your subconscious mind can create it. So now write it down in that same detail and then think about what steps, what skills, and what beliefs do you need to find, develop, or get help with to fill in the time to make this visualization actual and reality. My name is Michelle Wilkin. I am a registered nurse, holistic health coach, and entrepreneur. And I would love to see everyone thrive. I want to see you expand your horizons. Think bigger, dream bigger. I think we play too small. We get very conservative these days. We are, you know, if it doesn't seem like something that we can accomplish right now or in the next 24 hours, 72 hours, week, month, then we think that it's not possible. But that's why I use the 5-year version. Now do the same exercise with just 1 year. Sit down, imagine what your life would be like, your business would be like, just for 1 year. And then map that out. Literally reverse engineer it. See it as it's already happened. Imagine what it feels like. Who are you engaging with? Who have you become? What do you have to become in order to accomplish whatever this big dream, this big vision is? And your brain will figure out a way to help you find it. I hope that this information has been helpful to you. Again, my name is Michelle Wilkin, and I am a registered nurse and health entrepreneur. Have a beautiful day.
I would like to thank all entrepreneurs that took the time out to help new entrepreneurs get across that start line with their amazing advice. If you'd like to contact any of these amazing people, check out their information in the show notes. Are you an entrepreneur with amazing advice and want to be featured on Undiscovered Advice? Go to tuepodcast.net/advice and leave your advice in an easy recording. Undiscovered Advice is a product of Undiscovered Legacy LLC and a proud member of Blind Knowledge and Pod Nation Podcast Networks. For more information, go to uepodcast.net. Thank you, school believers. Do you find yourself faltering when speaking in public? You definitely know what you're talking about, but you just can't seem to get over the horrific fear, and imagining people in their underwear is just not working. Whether you're gearing up for a big presentation or just looking to improve your daily communications, Leslie Fiorenzo is your go-to resource for mastering self-promotion, facing your audience fearlessly, and communicating with authority. Don't miss out on your opportunity to elevate your game. Contact Leslie Fiorenzo now, or go to tuepodcast.net/speak to step into the spotlight with confidence. Your adventure and public speaking mastery starts here and now. Don't wait to get your voice heard. Book your free consultation at tuepodcast.net/speak to start your adventure in speaking excellence today.